pointing and talking, talking and pointing. I expected a conversation, an exchange of views, a dialogue. Two people engaged in an intellectual tussle. So far, it's just been him talking and pointing and me listening. When he takes a breath, then there'll be a gap for me to speak. It hasn't really happened yet, but it must soon. He will have to take a proper, deep breath in sometime soon. Oh, missed it. Damn it. Now I'll have to wait for the next one. Where does he get his energy from? Stabbing his forefinger, as if he can summon up his island of utopia just through talk. Oh, my friend. Castles in the air, if you ask me. Castles in the air. I know what I'll do. I'll do that smile thing. Yes, I'll do that. I'll just stretch my lips a bit, so, and then he'll see that I'm ready to say something. And then, even if he doesn't stop, I'll just talk. I'll just start talking. And he's talked over me. That's it. Too much. I'm bored. I'm hungry. I've had enough. Ooh. There are the church bells. Time to go and eat now, surely. We'll link arms. We'll walk along the cliff path and find a pleasant place to die. Won't we? It looks as if we won't. I wonder, if I held up my pocket clock, I'll put my hand up to it and see if he notices. Look, my friend, look at the time. No noticing. I'll hold it up higher. I suppose, in the grip of a passion, time doesn't matter. And he is in the grip of a passion. I'm getting really hungry now. I'll hold my stomach. I'll open my hand out and place my fingers slowly over my stomach. There. That should do it.